Well, James Steindler, thanks very much for joining me for this week's news brief. You know, your article, Local Arresters Controversy, has stirred a bunch of responses in the community. What brought your attention to this arrest?
A Carbondale resident had reached out to the Soper's Sun via our Facebook page and made us aware of the arrest. Now, this was only a few weeks ago. And so that person had let us know that Michael Francisco's hearing was that afternoon at 4:30, and that was February 8th at 4:30 p.m. I went to the hearing, and afterwards I spoke with Michael Francisco and his attorney, Michael Edminister.
Did you get into Carbondale police records?
So the extent that I was able to have access to those records was through Michael's attorney, Michael Edminister, who shared with me the information in the police reports.
Well, talk about what it was like writing this piece.
Oh, man, it was emotionally kind of difficult. I knew that a lot of people would be looking at this under a magnifying glass, so I tried to be as precise as possible and get as much in there so I could do my best to give a broad perspective of what was going on. You know, a struggle with reporting is you can't list every detail in even 1,500 words, which is a lot for the Soper's Sun. And this one, I think, was 1,200 words around there. So it was challenging. Mentally, I wanted all the parties who I had spoken with to say afterwards, be like, yes, that's what I said. And that's always my goal as a journalist.
Right, to be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As you were writing it, what kind of thoughts came up for you? Were you thinking maybe, oh, gosh, the community's going to go ballistic, or any kind of thoughts as this story was being created?
Yes. So I was concerned about how the community might react, and I was worried that they might not recognize all the nuances in a criminal case. It's not all clear necessarily, and there's a lot that could be read, I suppose, between the lines. I was worried that, you know, they may lash out against the police department, for instance. I hope that they saw what the chief had expressed and also took that into account. You know, once I did see it hit social media, seeing that happen brought that, I guess, to life. But then it was interesting to see people kind of take a deep breath and stand back. And I don't think that folks are going to ignore it, but maybe are looking at it from a broader perspective.
What's the next step for Michael's case, and are you going to continue to report and follow this story?
The next step for Michael, as far as I know, he is still set for a court hearing on March 8th. Michael, I know, intends to plead not guilty. I don't know if that will be the last hearing. The case, for that matter, could be resolved before that hearing. I'm not entirely sure. I have been in touch with his attorney and asked him to keep me appraised if there is resolution prior to the March 8th hearing. If not, I plan to show up there as a reporter and to observe his hearing.
James Steindler, anything else you'd like to add?
I'm glad I was able to write this article. I thought it was interesting to write it from initiating the conversation with the defendant and his defense attorney, rather than pulling it from a police affidavit. And it was a pleasure and important and a great opportunity to get an all-around investigation by being able to speak with both the defense and a bit with the prosecution, Angela Roth, and the Carbondale Police Department. Unfortunately, I was not able to get in touch with City Market. They are notoriously hard to get in touch with for the media, as I understand. But I hope that people will, as they have reacted, take a deep breath, look at all the facts that are presented, and acknowledge that it's not an easy situation, I suppose, for anyone.
Well, James Steindler, reporter for the Soper's Sun, thanks very much for your work, and thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, Amy.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.